This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Thank you for taking my call. My name's Lisa. I'm calling from Central Florida. I called in just recently about a story of me and my little sister and actually seeing a woman in a red dress walk by. And I have another story, more of a question for you guys, and I'd love to hear, you know, what you have to say about it. I'm a mom of two little boys, a 3- and a 5-year-old, and I think I want to, you know, learn as much about this as I can in order to be a better mom to my kids. Basically, my question involves imaginary friends. I think there's a fine line when it comes to kids where, you know, we pawn off imaginary friends as imaginary friends when possibly it could be more than that. So here I go with my story. When I was very young, growing up with my sister, like I said before, there are 7 kids in my family. But there's a 10-year gap between the oldest two. So it was me and my 5 sisters, all 2 years apart, that grew up in the same house. And we all have different stories that we could tell, different happenings to us growing up. And my mom was always very aware of it. She always read up on books. She never like really pursued it, but she wanted to be aware because she, you know, knew that little kids are, you know, vulnerable in a sense to the spiritual world in their innocence. Anyways, so we grew up in this house and it's a 5-bedroom house. It's not old, 2-story house, 5 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, pretty big. I think it was built in the 50s, 60s. So it's not really old. But there was an addition put onto the house. It originally was 3 bedrooms, and they added on 2 bedrooms. So when you go upstairs, there's a long, skinny hallway that takes you back to these last 2 bedrooms. And the very last bedroom, pretty much everyone was always creeped out by. I can't tell you why my friends were or people that didn't live there, but I remember constantly growing up having my friends over, and anytime we went back to that room, they would tell me that they were scared, like they didn't want to be there alone. And I did live there, so I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, like it's perfectly fine. You know, you're just making this up, it's not whatever. So anyways, there have been happenings in that room. Personally, I've never experienced it, but I also shut myself off from it because when I got older, that was my bedroom. So I didn't want to be open to anything, but there's been, you know, footstep, like just pacing back and forth, hearing someone walk in and out of the room. My mom was back there one night and she says something like grabbed her leg and kept pulling on it, wouldn't let go, like little things, nothing horrible. But anyways, when we were very young, before all of this, that used to be a toy room for me and my sisters. And my one older sister always complained to my mother, and this is where I get to the imaginary friend thing, that she had a little boy who was always teasing her. She said he was a chunky kid dressed as a pirate, and my older sister would be in tears over this kid. Like, he would just make fun of her. He would take toys away from her, like, constantly. And she would run downstairs to my mom crying and just be like, I can't play because he's in there. And my mom was like, okay, I don't understand what's going on. She'd walk her back up to the toy room, you know, look around. Everything would be fine. I was always with my sister. My mom would see me sitting there happily playing with toys, like, oblivious to the whole situation. And she was always like, okay, like, you're fine, you'll be okay, you don't have to worry. And this went on for a while where my sister saw this little boy dressed up as a pirate until one day she said she walked downstairs and looked out the window and she saw this little boy standing in her front yard and he looked at her and he waved. And she said it looked like he was waving goodbye. And then she never saw him again after that. The kicker to this is that, according to her and her description, the little boy was a cartoon character type of little boy. And he was a big part of her everyday life, but he did look like a cartoon character, which I found interesting. And I think that's the point where we say, you know, it's just an imaginary friend. But if she did have an imaginary friend and it was all her imagination with these instances, I don't think that I would have seen them also. Maybe I would, maybe I wouldn't. So we move on from her little pirate boyfriend and we get to the story of the farmer man. So we were very young. I can't tell you our exact ages, but I still remember this evening clear as day in my mind. My dad came home from the movie store. You know, he brought home the VHS from a random little movie store, you know, before Blockbuster even. So it was maybe a little while ago. So he came home and he got a new movie for us and he told me to go get my sister. So all my sisters were downstairs and I ran upstairs to get my sister Emily, the one who had the, you know, pirate boy imaginary friend. So I run up there and she's sitting in one of the front bedrooms. So mind you, I said the house had an addition at the end of the hallway. So all of the bedrooms were together. And then basically you had to walk down a skinny hallway to get to the added on rooms, the two of them. But she was up front at the top of the stairs and she was sitting in her room and I was like, "Hey, Dad got a new movie. Let's go watch it." And, she got really sad and she showed me this great picture she colored and she was really excited about it. She worked so hard and she wanted to hang it up on the wall. And she said she didn't want to watch the movie until she hung her picture up on the wall. And I was like, "Oh, okay. Well, let's go to Jill's room." Jill's my oldest sister and she had been living in the room that I said was creepy. At the end of the hallway, she was in art school at the time. So she always had a ton of tacks in her room. She was constantly tacking drawings and stuff on her wall. So I said, "Why don't you just go to Jill's room and get a tack and then we can hang it up and go watch the movie." And Emily got really sad and she started crying and she said she couldn't go back there because the farmer man wouldn't let her. And I knew of the farmer man because she had spoken of him previously, and I accepted, like, I always knew he was real because she told me and she was my big sister, so I believed her, but I also knew that that was her problem, like, it didn't affect me. So she told me the farmer man wouldn't let her and go back there, and I was like, "Okay, well, that's okay. I'll go get it for you because I don't see him." So I hopped off the bed, ran out of the room, turned down the hallway. I'm running down the hallway, you know, happily to go grab a tack, and I remember having to stop dead in my tracks. There's basically the hallway goes straight and turns to your left, and when I hit the corner, like where it turns, I remember having to force myself to stop running because there was a skinny, long pair of legs in front of me. And I stopped myself and I remember slowly working my eyes like up this figure to the point where my head had to, you know, I had to bend my head all the way backwards and look straight up because there was the farmer man in front of me. He was so skinny and so tall that he had to crouch. He couldn't fit. Like his head would have hit the ceiling, gone through the ceiling if he stood up straight. So he had to crouch a bit and he was there and he was in overalls and he had a straw hat on and he looked at me and I looked at him and I remember standing there frozen. And we stared into each other's eyes. And there was a good 3 seconds of me just staring at him and him staring back at me. And then he slowly gave me half of a smile. And he was a cartoon. I'm not saying like a happy nowadays, like Disney cartoon. I'm talking about those, basically when they used to make the older cartoons, like for adults to watch and stuff. And the characters were like rough. I mean, he obviously was colored in and everything. I'm not talking about like black and white, like, but it was so real And I remember looking up and seeing that half a smile, and that told me that I could go. And I booked it into the creepy room, grabbed the tack, and then kept my head down. I did not look up. I was so terrified. I ran straight to the front room, gave my sister the tack, and I was like, it's okay. And I remember my sister looked at me with wide eyes, and she's like, did you see him? And I was like, I did, but it's okay. He let me go so we can go watch the movie. And she was like, okay. So then I was like, all right, let's go hang your picture up. Let's go. And she was like, I can't because he's at the bottom of the stairs and he won't let me pass. So I ran out of the room. I looked down the stairs and then I ran back in and I told her, you know, he's not there. We can go. And she was so relieved. And I walked her down the stairs. But the thing that was crazy to me was, he was like, he didn't let her in the back room, and that happened for me, but also he didn't let her down the stairs. So she was basically trapped. If she walked out of her room, she had the hallway to the right and he was there, or she had the staircase to the left and he was there. So she was pretty much trapped, and I had to clear the way for her to get out. Now, till this day, as we've gotten older, and the reason I think it's more than just the imagination is the fact that we describe this figure that we saw exactly the same. And if it were an imaginary friend, I don't understand how, you know, her imagination got into my head and created this. The only difference between him is, although we describe his clothes, everything exactly the same. When she saw him, he had his eyes were glowing red, and he always was angry at her. He always was mean and glaring at her, and it terrified her. And when I saw him, like, I felt like I stood up to him, and he stared at me and then gave me, like, the creepiest half smile, like, go ahead. And that was it. But after I saw him, she never struggled with it again. She never saw him again. And you know, everyone, if I tell this story and I don't include the fact that he looked like a cartoon character, people think it's real. If I include the fact that these were, you know, cartoon looking figures, people tend to laugh it off and say, well, maybe it was an imaginary friend, but it does seem odd that both of us saw it. And to both of us, it still is completely real. So my question to you guys is, you know, what do you think? Do you think it's an imaginary friend? Do you think that we made it up in our minds as little kids? Or do you think that possibly, considering that, you know, these spiritual entities can come in whatever form they want to, that maybe we were seeing something more, especially considering that we have had things happen in our house. Not anything huge, but we have had different experiences. Anyway, I'm really sorry. I know this drug on for, you know, quite some time. And I hope maybe I'll hear back from you, or maybe hear this on an episode. I am not an EPP member. I do plan on being it as soon as my financial circumstances allow me to. I'm not just saying that. I really will. Love your show. I get everyone to listen to it. So keep going. You guys are great. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.